Members Speak, and Pelton Listens. Unmanned Aircraft Systems, Boosting Maritime Safety and Security. And the Governor Goes to Air Venture. This is Aero News for Thursday, August 1st, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Wednesday at Air Venture was the day when we would learn if EAA had regained the hearts and minds of its members after the Hightower administration. If comments made during the annual meeting were any indication, it has. More than 100 members attended the meeting, which had been quite contentious last year. EAA Chairman Jack Pelton reported to the membership on the organization's twofold mission, that of 1. Inspiring new participation in aviation, and 2. Enriching the participation in the experience. Then it was time for open comments. There were several members that commented on the FAA ATC fee extortion. All thanked the board for their actions and desired the board to keep fighting on all fronts, to include the legal process. One of the newest members of the EAA addressed the group. He was also a controller. He said on behalf of the controllers that their focus was keeping everyone safe through the event. He said they didn't like what was happening between the EAA and the FAA, but that all the controllers there were happy to be there. Other comments suggested better awareness of the EAA on college campuses to attract new pilots to be, a call for the EAA to create an aviation film festival, concern over the loss of the Learn to Fly Pavilion, and congratulations on the Innovation Pavilion, which some members said was putting the E back in EAA. There were several calls for Pelton to stay on in his leadership role, and one member expressed concern about the lack of donuts on the flight line. His comment was greeted with enthusiastic applause. Entitled, How to Improve the Efficiency, Safety, and Security of Maritime Transportation, Better Use and Integration of Maritime Domain Awareness Data, a Wednesday hearing before the House Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee on Coast Guard and Maritime Transportation, featured industry experts, government officials, and academics testifying on, you guessed it, U.S. Coast Guard Maritime Domain Awareness Programs, including the use of UAS. Steve Morrow, President and CEO of InSitu, testified on behalf of the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International. Morrow highlighted the enormous potential of unmanned aircraft systems. At the hearing, Morrow testified, quote, UAS has the ability to access and survey vast expanses of our oceans and rivers to supplement the capabilities of manned vehicles and other platforms. The critical situational awareness that UAS provide could support search and rescue missions, anti-drug or anti-smuggling operations, environmental protection, anti-piracy operations, and many other missions. In these missions, UAS are capable of saving time, saving money, and most importantly, saving lives, end quote. Morrow concluded his testimony saying, again quoting, there should be no doubt that the future of maritime domain awareness should and will include unmanned aircraft, end quote. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker visited Air Venture on Wednesday. In brief comments, he recognized the importance of aviation to the Wisconsin economy. He also expressed his support of Air Venture and the economic impact it has on the local economy, saying, quote, the EAA Air Venture is one of the world's best aviation events. The more than 500,000 aviation enthusiasts who attend the event each year boost our state's economy with more than $110 million during the week-long event. I am proud that Wisconsin hosts such an exciting event, drawing tourists from across the country and around the world to our state, and I am glad I had the opportunity to attend again this year, end quote. When asked about the FAA charging EAA for air traffic control services, he expressed his view that, well, it could have been handled differently. Gary Schmidt from Just Aircraft announced the latest upgrades to their Highlander Super STOL aircraft. The improvements consist of self-deploying slats, shock-absorbing landing gear, and a builder assist program. The company reports 38 total aircraft in the field. About 50% are the Super STOL model. The Super STOL kit is priced at $36,500, less engine, avionics, and paint. Quick build options are available. Some Just Aircraft models are on the FAA's 51% list, and the Rotax 912S engine is the preferred engine of choice. Lightspeed is about to introduce the Zulu PFX headset, which the company says is the quietest headset on the market. We say about to because the new Zulu PFX won't be available until the end of September. PFX stands for Personal Flying Experience and refers to a trio of proprietary innovations that allow the headset to adapt to its user and the cockpit environment, creating customized ANR responses and a personalized audio profile. Kestrel Aircraft announced at EAA's AirVenture that the Garmin G3000 avionics suite has been chosen as the launch avionics platform for the Kestrel aircraft currently in development. The Garmin G3000 is the first touchscreen-controlled integrated flight deck for light turbine aircraft and is designed specifically for Part 23 turbine aircraft. When AeroNews continues, where will the CAF's new headquarters be? Embry-Riddle goes all in on the AOA. And are you listening, TSA? Is it time to upgrade your transponder? The ADS-B-compliant Bendix King KT-74 meets 2020 requirements, is low-cost, easy to install, and fits into your existing panel, suiting your needs now and in the future. It's never been so easy to plan ahead.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
The Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics delivers unique reliability and safety features to general aviation pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. Aero News continues now for Thursday, August the 1st. I'm Glenn Moyer. Stephen Brown, President and CEO of the Commemorative Air Force, announced that the headquarters for the CAF will be moving to a new location. The Midland location will stay where it is and will maintain its museum, while the new location will have a new museum. The annual CAF Air Show will also remain in Midland. The 8 finalists, narrowed down from a list of 25, are Alliance Airport in Fort Worth, Texas, Collin County Airport in McKinney, Texas, Dallas Executive Airport in Dallas, Texas, Ellington Field in Houston, Texas, Lackland Kelly Airport in San Antonio, Texas, New Century Airport in Kansas City, Kansas, North Texas Regional Airport in Sherman, Texas, and Smyrna-Rutherford County Airport in Smyrna, Tennessee. The CAF membership will elect a board to select the winner from the 8 finalists. Their decision is expected to be released in the first quarter of 2014. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University has installed angle of attack indicators in its entire fleet of 61 Cessna training aircraft at its Daytona Beach and Prescott campuses. The new Alpha Systems AOA indicator in Embry-Riddle aircraft is a standalone aftermarket device installed in the cockpit and on the airplane's wing. It continually communicates to the pilot via a grouping of colored lights, the available lift and margin above an actual stall, increasing the precision of the flight, improving stall spin situational awareness, conserving fuel, and building confidence in student pilots. This action dovetails with a recent report from an FAA industry panel that recommends the use of AOA-based systems by general aviation as the best method for reducing fatal loss-of-control accidents in the approach and landing phase of flight. Bolstering that conclusion, FAA Administrator Michael Huerta has called on the general aviation community to add AOA systems and other potentially life-saving equipment to their aircraft. Our final story today comes from the Your Tax Dollars at Work category. The House Homeland Security Committee held a hearing Wednesday that shed some interesting light on our friends at the TSA. According to a report released Tuesday by the Government Accountability Office, the TSA investigated and closed 9,622 cases of employee misconduct between the years of 2010 and 2012. The figure marked a 26% increase in misconduct cases over that three-year period. Shockingly, 32% of the cases involve problems with workers just bothering to show up for their jobs. Representative Jeff Duncan, Republican of South Carolina and chairman of the Subcommittee on Oversight and Management Efficiency, said it all when he commented, quote, "These findings are especially hard to stomach, since so many Americans today are sick of being groped, interrogated, and treated like criminals when passing through checkpoints. If integrity is truly a core value, then, TSA, it's time to prove it. Stop with the napping, the stealing, the tardiness, and the disrespect, and earn America's trust and confidence." End quote. Hear, hear, Mr. Duncan. Hear, hear. I'm Glenn Moyer. As always, I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.